Green Street Films.
I love love, I love being in love. I don't care what it does to me. Sing, I love love.
A Green Street Films and Fugitive Films production. In a women's lingerie shop, a female shop assistant inspects a bra. Other female customers inspect camisoles, pants, and other items. Wedding Days. A clean-shaven 30-something bloke, Anderson, holds a pair of pink panties up with a puzzled expression. The shop assistant comes over to him.
May I help you?
Huh? No. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just browsing. Thank you.
So, let me guess. Big night tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually, the biggest.
Really?
Yeah.
Ménage à trois?
Pardon me?
Kidding.
Oh, menage a trois. French for who's that dude?
So you're looking for something for your girl?
Well, not just any girl, okay? the most beautiful and incredible and amazing and, well, girl I've ever met. Yeah.
Okay, well, if you have any questions, my name is Claire.
Okay, actually, yeah. Does this come in red?
I can check.
Oh, also, Claire, does it come any larger?
She regards him dubiously and goes.
Yeah. Much larger.
Now wearing the spangly red pants and a pair of angel wings, Anderson approaches another guy outside a restaurant. Anderson is dressed as Cupid. He grins at Ted, the other guy.
Hey, is she in there?
Yeah, she's in there.
Good. How do I look?
I see your balls. Are you crazy? Come here. Come here. Up here. Up. What's the matter with you?
What?
This is the big idea?
Yeah. Yeah. She's gonna love it.
She's gonna hate it.
She's gonna love it.
No, she's gonna hate it.
Love it.
No, she's gonna hate it more than I hate it. And I really hate it.
You know what your problem is, Ted? You don't understand true love.
Oh, you do.
I understand that there's a girl that I love waiting for me in there. And you know what? She loves me, too.
I still see balls.
A waiter carries a tray of desserts. A blonde girl, Vanessa, sits alone at a table. She takes a pill from a jar.
Buona sera. Can I get you a drink while you wait for your friend?
She gawps at the handsome waiter and drops the pill.
Hopefully in a man's life you do this one time. Well, I want my one time to be unforgettable. I want tonight to be a story Vanessa and me will be telling our grandkids. You almost done with that baby oil? Yeah, that's it. Get it in there. Soak those abs.
I'm gonna kill you.
Thanks, buddy.
What's up, ladies?
The waiter.
There you go, beautiful. I brought you some sea rations on the house.
Some what?
Oh, sorry. That's a special forces talk.
Are you in the special forces?
That's not something I'm at liberty to discuss.
The waiter about turns in military fashion.
Anderson, I sell cars. My job is to close a deal. Trust me, this is not going to close a deal.
Give me the ring, Ted.
No, I can't let you do this.
Give me the ring.
No.
Give me the ring now.
No.
Give me the ring!
He shoves Ted, who slaps him back. Anderson launches at Ted.
Give me the ring! I just want the ring! I get the proposal! Okay, hey, watch the wings! Watch the wings!
The waiter.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Vanessa. Special ops. It's a deadly game. But as a very brave person once remarked, life is either daring or it's nothing. Do you know who that brave person was? My personal hero, Helen Keller.
He signs.
Helen Keller.
Vanessa looks extremely moved. She takes his hand in hers. He looks away.
Excuse me, Vanessa, I think table 16 needs more garlic knots.
She nods and he goes. She stares dreamily after him. Anderson marches in his Cupid outfit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
May I have your attention, please? I am Cupid, god of love.
Dear God! Shooter! Shooter! We got a shooter! Down! Everybody down! Down! Down!
The waiter leaps on Anderson, who has a bow and arrow.
Anderson!
You know this perp?
He's my boyfriend.
I didn't know you had a boyfriend.
Anderson, get up! Get up! You could have gotten yourself killed!
I wrote you a poem.
He fishes around in his spangly pants for it. He retrieves a sheet of pink paper.
I am Cupid, god of love. I come from skies far above, bringing love to all I see. Now I have found some love for me. Fag. And so I get on bended knee to ask, Vanessa, will you marry me?
Vanessa puts her hands to her mouth. She doubles up.
Vanessa?
She collapses onto the floor.
Nessie?
Everyone looks down at her. Anderson stares wide-eyed as she lies motionless. Jason Biggs, Isla Fisher, Anderson and Ted stand amongst the mourners at a funeral in the rain. I stop to think about the bad times that I've had. As the mourners make to leave the graveside, Anderson goes to hug Vanessa's father, but he pushes Anderson away. Anderson kisses the engagement ring and tosses it in the open grave. Head bowed, he walks away from the graveside. As soon as he's gone, the gravedigger jumps into the grave and retrieves the ring. Anderson sits in front of his computer at work, staring at a picture of Vanessa and him on the screen. It must be you. Now he leaves work carrying a box of his stuff. He takes a mug out of the box and tosses it over his shoulder. It smashes on the tarmac behind him. At Ted's car dealership, he hands over the keys to his BMW car and watches as Ted drives it away. Anderson looks through the window of a bridal shop and watches a woman being fitted for a wedding dress. At a party, Anderson sits alone, staring into the distance. Someone introduces him to a girl. He bores her stupid, showing her pictures of him with Vanessa. She leaves him talking to himself. Anderson returns to his flat and tosses his coat on the floor. He goes over to a tropical fish tank and taps on the glass as he looks at the fish swimming around. He flops backwards onto his leather sofa and stares at a picture of Vanessa. He falls asleep and drops the picture on the floor. Written and directed by Michael Ian Black. One year later, the photo is still on the floor, but has been joined by the remains of crisps and nuts. Anderson lies asleep on the sofa wearing an ill-fitting t-shirt. It bears an I Love You logo across the chest and a photo of Vanessa and Anderson together beneath it. Anderson wakes and sits up. He looks down and sees a mouse. He offers it a fragment of a crisp. He takes a pickle jar off the coffee table and opens it, then drinks the vinegar the pickles are in. He puts the jar down, stands and stretches. As he walks away, he treads on the mouse.
Oh.
Ted comes in.
Hey, you hungry?
Later, they sit at a table in a diner. Anderson prods listlessly at the food on his plate.
Did I ever tell you what she smelled like?
What?
Dewdrops.
She was perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
She was perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
Okay. Like, you know how most people have wrinkly knees? Okay? Hers are perfectly smooth, like billiard balls. You know what I used to call her?
What?
Billiard ball knees.
You know what might be fun? Not talking about your dead girlfriend. Huh?
I still see her sometimes.
Here?
Just forget it.
You know, I'd like to, Anderson. I really would, but you won't shut up about it. She's been dead twice as long as you knew her. Get over it.
Get over it?
Yeah.
How do you get over perfection? How do you get over perfection?
You look around. Maybe there's another perfect somebody out there.
A middle-aged woman coughs across a table. Another older woman drags on a cigarette. An attractive red-headed waitress serves a family.
Here we go. Oh, don't talk to him like that.
That goddamn spaghetti.
This is just what the therapist was talking about.
Anderson stares at the waitress, spaghetti's thrown in her face.
I am so sorry. What did you just do? What did you do?
Satisfied I looked around.
I'm just saying, don't throw your whole life away because you killed your girlfriend.
Fiance.
Technically, she never said yes. Anyway, I don't know if you're going to find anyone else whose butt smells like gumdrops or whatever, but I know that you won't unless you try.
So is that it? Is that it? Huh? You want me to try?
One time. That's all I'm saying.
One time. I try. You get off my back.
You have my solemn word.
Fine. Fine, Ed. I'll try. I'll try.
Hey, can I get you guys anything else?
The waitress.
Is there anything else I can get for you?
Anderson turns to her.
Will you marry me?
Excuse me?
Will you marry me?
The night before.
Stuart, you're flapping. All right, pigs, three little pigs. A banjo and piggies.
Deliverance!
Ah, oh, oh, my God! Yeah. It's like a machine.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, you guys great. Are
okay, it's my turn, and it's a really good one. So I need you all to pay attention. Especially you, mon amour.
Oh.
Give me the little hand.
Isn't he the cutest thing ever?
Hey, I resent that.
Isn't it getting kind of late, you guys?
Oh, what's the matter, Cinderella? You're not going to turn into a pumpkin, are you? Oh. No, I know how to push her buttons or what. Yeah. I'm pushing your buttons.
Honey, do your charade, okay? I have to get up early tomorrow.
Aye, aye, Captain. Okay. Oh, wait, we can't do this.
Incoming.
Oh. Here we go. Last one.
The waitress is Katie. Her fiancé does his charade.
Forward.
First word.
First word.
Me.
Shazam.
William. Shorter. Willie. Will. Will, okay. Will. Second word.
Second word.
Sounds like...
Rocket. Boot. Shoe.
Shoe. You.
He blows Katie a kiss.
Fourth word. It's me again.
Me?
Will
you blank me?
Hey, buddy, there's ladies present.
All right, well, you know, that's just tasteless, Stuart, for God's sake.
Sorry.
All right, will you blank me? Third word.
He produces a ring.
Saunter. Mary?
Stuart, he's proposing.
Katie, will you marry me?
She's unenthusiastic.
Yes, she says yes!
Honey?
Katie! Honestly, Catherine... Do you have any idea how embarrassing that was for me last night?
I didn't say no, Mom. I just said I needed to think about it.
What's there to think about? That boy is a catch and he's crazy about you, God knows why. Just tell me, what is it you want? Because William is perfect. For one thing, he's just about the most attractive orthodontist I think I've ever seen, and he's incredibly romantic.
Mom, I know he's perfect. I just need a little time.
Will you talk to her, Stuart?
Not to toot my own horn, but William reminds me a lot of me when I was younger.
Are you listening to your father?
He's not my father.
This man is more of a father to you than your father ever was, God rest his soul.
Dad is not dead.
He's dead to me, the son of a bitch.
Don't talk about Dad
that way.
Don't
you raise your voice to me.
You're getting emotional.
I'm not getting emotional. All right, I am leaving this house in 5 minutes, and if you want to be on that bus, I suggest you pull yourself together.
Sometimes I wonder if he's still loving.
Who?
Dad.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Well, you must have loved him once.
Honey, I was 18 when I met your father, and about as dumb as a piece of ham. What did I know about love? All I knew was...
Katie eyes her quizzically.
He was the hottest thing that I had ever seen. Oh, he looked like a panther. A sex panther.
Sounds like love to me.
Well, there's a big difference between love and mindless, animalistic, carnal lust.
And what do you have with Stuart?
What I have with Stuart is what I want for you and William, a mature, stable relationship.
But are you happy?
Of course I'm happy. I'm very happy. Very, very happy. Very happy. Very happy.
I gotta go. The bus All right. is here.
Katie regards her mother for a moment, then gets out of the car.
Very happy.
The bus drops Katie off outside a grey forbidding prison building. Hands in pockets, she strolls towards it. In the prison visiting room, prisoners in orange jumpsuits chat to the visitors at the tables. Katie sits alone at a table. A prisoner comes in and sees her.
There she is! There's my beautiful girl!
Hey, keep it down!
I will eat your head! I will tear it off, shove it up your ass, pull it through your mouth, brush my teeth with it, and then eat it! I will eat it!
Smitty!
I'm not finished! Eat it!
Dad. Apologize to him.
Oh, come on!
I'm serious, Dad. It's just rude. Now. Do it now, Dad.
He sits down opposite her.
Hey, Dave. I'm sorry.
Just, Smitty, I'm working on my appeal over here.
I know. I'm sorry.
Dave nods.
See, that's why I love you so much, baby bear. Got your mother's good heart.
Katie nods dubiously.
What's wrong?
No, nothing. William asked me to marry him.
But that's good. That's what you wanted, no?
Yeah. No. Oh, Dad, I don't know. I mean, how are you supposed to know when you're with the right person?
Just listen to your heart, baby bear. You'll know. Hey, do you know what I do when I'm feeling blue?
Yeah, you drink homemade toilet wine.
No. Well, yeah, but I also write in my gratitude journal. And every day, I write about the things that I have to be grateful for, like you and your mother. Oh, here. December 25th, Christmas Day. I am grateful that somebody finally stabbed that cocksucker Rodriguez.
Dad.
Back at the diner, Katie talks to colleagues.
I'm gonna say yes. Yes! I mean, we get along so well, right? He's so funny. He cracks me up, you guys.
She eats a sweet.
I'm gonna say that. That's great, right, Matador?
I think William's kind of a turd.
Really?
Yeah. But he's like a turd with a piece of candy in it. Nostrovia.
Marriage isn't in our blood. We're circus folk. Gypsies roaming from big top to big top on the open road.
You guys have been working in the diner since I've known you.
Not in here, Katie. Not in here.
He puts an apple on his head. Jane throws a cleaver, splitting the apple.
Gentlemen, observe.
Matador pushes a straw up his nose.
Can I get you guys anything else?
Will you marry me?
Excuse me?
Will you marry me? Seriously, think about it. What could possibly be more romantic than throwing away your entire life and running off with some handsome, dark-haired stranger you spotted across a restaurant?
A smile creeps across Katie's face.
I'm sorry. He's had a lot of syrup.
Okay.
Okay, he's had a lot of syrup.
Okay, I'll marry you.
Anderson glances at Ted.
What?
Yes. Yes. I'll marry you. Jane! Jane! Will you cover for me?
Where are you going?
Ah! I'm getting married! To this guy! Come on.
Get out of here.
Katie and Anderson run off together. Matador, who now has a nosebleed, watches them go. They stroll up the street together.
Oh, Anderson.
Oh, Katie.
Katie. Hi.
They make to shake hands, then go for a hug and a peck on each cheek.
Two kisses.
A lorry.
Big Greg. Watch this.
Blow your whistle gesture.
Stick that arm up your ass!
The trucker gives him the finger. Anderson waves and looks a bit awkward. He and Katie walk on up the street. Now they walk through a park. The leaves are changing colour with the autumn. They walk past empty picnic tables and barbecues. They both smile, but look a bit stuck for conversation.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, years from now, when we're celebrating our 37th wedding anniversary...
Oh.
and one of our friends asks us about our first date. Is this what we'll talk about?
I guess it is, yeah. Okay.
And then I'll tell him the funny part.
What's the funny part?
That after we talked about it, you stepped in dog shit.
He checks his shoe.
Oh, I stepped in dog shit.
Yeah.
Why didn't you warn me? You could have warned me.
That would have ruined the story.
Ah, man.
He pretends he's going to wipe it on her. Later, they sit on an old tire on a hillside covered in rubbish, bin bags, a knackered sink, and a shopping trolley.
I've never been up here before.
Yeah, it's a cool place to come if you want to get an old refrigerator filled with vomit.
I was looking for one of those.
Yeah? Well, I think it's two for one day, so...
She makes a ring.
Look what I've got.
It's made of wire.
Tetanus?
Her smile slips and she stares at her DIY ring.
This is stupid.
What?
You know this, us sitting up here pretending we're doing something. It's just stupid.
It is, right?
I mean, obviously we're not getting married.
Obviously.
Strangers don't get married.
Well, in some cultures they do.
They do?
But not ours. Not ours. Other cultures, faraway cultures. The Kalahari Bushmen, one example.
And my parents did.
They did?
They did. My mom barely knew my dad and she got pregnant with me and they eloped to this weird little place called the House of Wedded Bliss in Atlantic City.
The House of Wedded Bliss?
Yeah. Doesn't that sound incredibly romantic?
Sounds like a bad Chinese takeout place.
Yeah, well, I mean, just because they did doesn't mean that we are, right? You probably weren't even serious when you asked. Were you?
Of course not.
Disappointed, she nods.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, this whole thing is just... it's stupid.
She looks tearful.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait. What's happening?
I'm just such an idiot.
Are you crying?
No.
Why are you crying?
I am not crying.
It really looks like you're crying.
Yeah, well, I'm crying now. Are you satisfied, you asshole?
Hey.
He gives her a sly smile.
Are you okay?
I can't remember the last time I did that. I don't think I've ever done that.
Do you want a tissue?
No, I'm fine. I feel incredible.
Really?
Why is that?
You sure you don't want a tissue?
No, I'm fine. Anderson, when you asked me to marry you, you probably picked the only girl in the whole world that would say yes. I don't think that's a coincidence. Do you?
I don't know.
Do you believe in fate?
No.
Neither do I. You see, this was meant to be. Will you marry me?
You said yes?
Yeah, well, why not? You know, I think this is exactly what I need to get my life back on track. I mean, why can't two strangers get married?
I don't know, because it's retarded.
Look, you said it yourself. You said I need to get back out there and meet people, right?
So, yeah, meet, not marry. Why can't you just date her for a while like a normal human being?
Look, don't worry, okay? It's not, you know, it's not like we're getting married today. We talked about it, and we decided to take things slow.
So what's next?
She's moving in with me. I gotta go.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Ted settles back to watch TV. Katie runs into her house and passes her mother, who's painting the banisters. In her bedroom, Katie opens a suitcase. Anderson gives his flat a spring clean. He sweeps a vast array of cereal boxes, jars, and empty wrappers off a worktop into a bin bag. Katie puts on some perfume. Anderson clears up a selection of pizza boxes, takeout coffees, and other convenience food detritus. He fishes several pairs of pants out of the sink. As he hoovers, he notices there's only about a foot of nasty green water left in the fish tank. Katie makes a phone call. Anderson tries to hoover up the fish tank water.
William, I have some weird news. It's good news for me. I can't marry you. I'll explain everything later. I'm so sorry. I love you. As a friend. Okay.
After attempting to clean the toilet with an iron, Anderson flushes it and it overflows. He faffs about uselessly with a plunger.
Can I leave a message for 99138?
In prison.
Wrong message, Smitty.
Smitty comes to his cell door and the warder hands him the message.
It's for my daughter, she's getting married.
Oh yeah? It's too bad you're not going to be there to walk her down the aisle, big guy.
The warder goes. Smitty frowns and looks pensive. Katie drops her suitcase down the stairs and it spills open by her mother at the bottom.
Whoa, what is this?
I'm getting married!
No, this.
It's a diaphragm.
I know what it is. Don't not in front of... Please, and please.
It's her diaphragm.
Stuart.
What? Where are you going?
I told you, I'm getting married.
Oh! You said yes!
Not to William.
Not to William.
His name's Anderson. I met him a couple of hours ago.
A couple of hours ago? What about William? What kind of name is Anderson?
Use your head here, Katie.
He's black, isn't he?
I have to go.
Don't you think you're being a little impulsive?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm being. And guess what? It feels great.
Matador comes in.
You ready?
Oh, my God.
Hey, there, dude. You must be Anderson.
No, this is my friend Matador. He's just giving me a ride.
I like your Jew hat.
Stuart's wearing a skull cap. Matador wears an overcoat with a hammer and sickle on the back and no shirt.
Bye, Mom. I'll bring him by for you to meet him tomorrow.
A dazed-looking Stuart sits on the stairs beside Katie's mum. He bites into a sandwich and finds Katie's diaphragm in it. His apartment, Anderson has finished the big clear-up. He looks around and shrugs, then sniffs his armpit. He checks his watch and pulls his shirt off. Matador drives Katie along in a smoking sky-blue Trabant car.
Can you see?
No! No problem, you know, this happens all the time!
He puts the windscreen wipers on. In his apartment, Anderson, now changed into fresh clothes, sits on the sofa. He nervously checks his watch. He notices a stain on one of the cushions, so turns it over, revealing an even bigger stain on the other side. He turns it back again. Checking his watch, he steps out of the apartment block and nervously looks up and down the street. The smouldering Trabant comes round the corner.
Let's be patient! People will clear up in a second!
Keep going out.
The Trabant grinds to a halt inches in front of Anderson, who's braced for impact. The car lurches forward, knocking him over.
Oh my!
Oh.
I killed that fellow! I killed that fellow in my car!
Katie goes over to Anderson.
Oh my God, not again.
Anderson?
Vanessa?
He has a hallucination of Vanessa.
Anderson.
Vanessa?
She's a nurse and he's in hospital.
Am I dead?
You're just unconscious. Does it hurt?
Not really. Ow!
Now does it hurt?
Ow.
She headbutted him.
You're getting married?
No, we're not getting married. We're just moving in together.
I thought you loved me.
I
do, Vanessa, I do. I'll never love anybody but you.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
She straddles him on the bed.
Then dump her.
She leans forward and kisses him on the lips. He nods up at her.
I promise.
He wakes to find Matador leaning over him wearing a Darth Vader mask.
Touch my lightsaber, Luke.
They're in the apartment.
Touch it!
Yeah, what is that? What is that?
Just the ice.
Okay.
He holds the ice pack to his head.
Hello.
He waves at Matador.
Katie, would you like to make the introductions?
Oh, I hit you with my car.
This is Matador.
Here, I got you a small gift. I didn't have time to wrap it. It's a Discman.
This is my Discman. Did you take this from my drawer?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Matador... Could you do me a giant favor?
Yeah.
Is there some way that you could not press your balls into my shin?
Can do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Are you okay?
Well, I thought he was abrupt. But, I'll be fine.
Anderson and Katie stare at Matador, who fiddles with a CD case.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
Anderson gives Matador an awkward look.
Matador.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Very good.
Okay. Take care now.
I will.
Oh, he seems nice.
Does it hurt?
Oh, no, it's fine.
You're so brave.
Listen, Katie.
Where's your bedroom?
Bedroom?
Yeah, I need to put this somewhere.
What's this?
My clothes.
Your clothes?
Yeah, you know, for wearing.
Oh, clothes. Right. I thought you said cloves. Cloves. And I was like, that cloves, that's a weird thing to pack. Okay, yep. Found the bedroom. So this is the bedroom. This is the bedroom. I should probably clean up a little. Good. So, listen, I was thinking about everything and how great this is, but it's all happening so fast, and I was afraid that maybe you thought it was happening too fast.
That's what makes it so exciting.
Exactly. That's what I was exactly going to say, because personally, I couldn't be more thrilled.
Well, you seem really nervous.
Really? No, nervous. I don't... That's weird. I don't get nervous. I just express joy by sweating on the paper.
Who's Vanessa?
Who?
You said Vanessa right before you passed out.
I did?
Oh, is this her?
No. Mm-mm. No, that's not her. I don't know who that is. That picture came with the frame.
But you're in the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there I am right there. I know. It's because I used to do some modeling when I was younger.
Really?
Yes, I did. Some picture frame modeling. Back when that whole regular guy phase was sweeping the picture frame modeling industry.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
He looks at the phone and sees Mom and Dad on the caller display.
The telephone's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He hovers, looking anxious.
Should I get it?
No. It's my mom. I'll call her back.
Oh, should I say hi?
That's okay.
No, really, it's weird. I mean, I should say hi, right?
No, that's all. I got it. Hello? Mom? Hi. Oh, same old. How are you guys?
She wants to talk to me. I'm here.
Yeah, listen. No, it's everything is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Love you. See you tomorrow then. Bye bye.
She squirts cream into a pie.
How's Anderson?
Fine, I guess. He says he has a surprise for us. He's coming over tomorrow.
What's he doing tomorrow?
Coming.
He's what?
She steps over to her husband.
Coming.
She squirts cream on his face, then licks it off. He stands up.
I'm scared.
Give me that, little girl.
Just a little girl. I'm a little girl.
He bends down and squirts cream on her.
Anderson? Just a minute. Just a minute.
He's in the bathroom cleaning his teeth. In the bedroom, Katie leans on a chest of drawers and experiments with a series of poses. She tries posing with a book perching on the chest of drawers. She jiggles herself round so that her bum is facing the bathroom door. She takes her cardigan off and sits on the bed. I can make your mouth run dry. Drink me like a liquor. Come on and... She tries draping herself across it, then lies back on it. She gives up posing and sits up.
Anderson?
Come in. Listen, Katie, I think you're really neat, okay? I do, but I can't, because I made a promise to somebody, and I think you're really neat. God.
He sits on the loo as he thinks what to say. In the bedroom, Katie has stripped off to her bra and pants. She tries a few more beguiling poses and manages to get a mouthful of her own hair. She tries on one of Anderson's shirts. He steps out of the bathroom.
Oh, sorry.
No, Anderson, it's okay. Turn around.
He does and smiles uneasily, toothpaste foaming from his mouth. She awkwardly tries some of her rehearsed poses.
So, what did your mom say?
I was thinking that we could go over there and meet them before we...
Get married?
If you want to put a label on it.
Great, because I told my mom we'd go over to visit her tomorrow, too.
Great. That's great. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was thinking we could take a bus over to my folks' house.
I like buses.
That's good, because it's a bus. It's a bus.
She tastes some of his toothpaste.
Minty.
Well, that's toothpaste for you. That's just classic toothpaste.
He spits some in her eye.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I swallowed some. That's sorry.
It's really burning.
Do you want to go in there to the bathroom right there?
Where?
Yep, this way. Oh. Yes, yep, you got it. Maybe I should go out and get some saline solution.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, but maybe I should go, you know, get some saline or eye drops or something.
No, really.
I'll go get some saline.
At Ted's.
Okay.
Slow down. What's the problem?
I think she wants to have sex with me.
I'm gonna call 911.
I'm so embarrassed. I mean, I feel like such an idiot.
Maybe it just came on a little strong.
Oh, God.
A couple hours ago, she was moving in. All your problems were solved. Rainbows were shooting out of your ass. What happened?
Nothing. She's great. It's just,
What?
What would Vanessa say, huh?
Oh, buddy.
I was just trying to be spontaneous, you know? He probably thinks I'm such a freak.
No, you trust me, you're not a freak.
Matador has swallowed a sword and it's got stuck in his throat.
I've got to go. He's here.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. They were out of saline, so I got you some Q-tips and some sick cream. So you can do with that what you please.
How's your head?
Ow.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
They sit awkwardly on the sofa.
My eye's fine.
Right. How's your eye?
It's fine.
Good.
They smile at each other, not knowing what to say. Anderson nods and they continue smiling goofily at each other.
Do we
wowie booby?
Well, I think we better get to bed. I think it's time for not that kind of bed. Not that kind of bed. I mean like sleepy bed. Because
Because you're I in my head, and, well, if we have any more physical contact, I think one of us might actually die, so. So.
He gets up off the sofa, leaving her looking a little disappointed. In the darkened bedroom, they lie on the bed, Anderson still fully clothed. He rolls over, snoring into her face. Katie frowns and tries to push him away. He wakes and recoils with a start. He turns over and starts snoring into her face again. She frowns and turns her back on him. The next morning, a paper boy cycles down the street, throwing newspapers out to the houses. He sets off a car alarm. Katie opens the bathroom door.
Are you almost ready? I told Mom we'd be there in like half an hour. She's gonna love you!
Anderson was naked.
Fourth word!
Charades.
You're holding hands, you're with friends, you're skipping... Wizard of Oz! The Wizard of Oz!
Katie's mum and Stuart aren't impressed.
Diving? The Greg Louganis story?
Anderson skips, snapping his fingers.
Flash dance! Ta-da! Airplane!
He knocks a lamp over.
Him. Her. What a man loves a woman! Sound of Music! Philadelphia! Deep throat! Oh, sorry.
Oh, you know what, dear? We give up. Why don't you just tell us?
That was the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Oh.
Everyone looks blank.
So it's not an easy one, so...
It was really good.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
You're so good.
I thought it...
Yeah, it was hard.
I thought it made sense.
It was good.
It was a tough one, so...
Yeah.
And then, a few years ago, I was in a toy store and I had a thought. What if there was a line of stuffed animals specifically for Jewish children? And that's when the Junicorn was born.
He squeezes it.
Listen.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech halom asher kidishanu b'mitzvata b'tzivanu lachad l'gner shel Chanukah.
Well, Anderson, what do you think? Wow. Wow. I think it's very...
The Junicorn wears a Star of David and has ringlets.
Specific. In a good way, of course.
So, Anderson, what is it you do?
Oh, Anderson's between jobs right now, Mom.
Oh, he's between jobs?
Yeah.
I see. Huh. You know, maybe you'd like to go downstairs to the basement and see where Stuart makes all his little toys.
Oh.
No, wow. Mom. Yeah. No.
Yes, yeah.
Why?
Oh, well, I think you'd be interested. Especially if you like googly eyes.
As a matter of fact, I do like googly eyes. Okay.
So. That does it. Follow me, young man. Santa's not the only one with a workshop.
Oh.
What do you think?
I...
Anderson picks up a large Star of David made from plastic tubing.
What is this?
Jula hoop. Doesn't really work. Kind of like you, right, Anderson?
Anderson nods. Katie opens the fridge. As she closes it, she sees...
William!
I thought you two should speak.
Her mother goes.
I've been here this whole time. I've been watching you with him. I mean, what do you even see in that loser? He doesn't even know how to do the Apple Dumpling Gang. Apple. Dump. Ling. Gang. That's the Apple Dumpling Gang, okay? That's the motherfucking Apple Dumpling Gang!
William, you are really, really good at charades, and nobody can ever take that away from you.
I had a whole life planned for us. You know, a big house, 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl, you know.
I know. Connor, Tanner, and Ashley, I'm sorry.
I'm not gay.
What?
What?
She pushes him away from her.
I think you should go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll go, but this ball isn't over, Cinderella. Because,
I'm still dancing. Oh, do you hear me? I'm still dancing. Check it. I'm still dancing. I'm still dancing. I'm a dancing fool. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
In the basement, Anderson and Stuart are wearing goofy glasses. At the dinner table, Anderson scrapes his bowl with his spoon. He notices Stuart staring at him.
Got it.
Katie notices William looking in through the window at them. He drops down out of sight.
We should get going, because we're going to see Anderson's parents. I'll grab our jackets.
Okay. Well, this has been fun. So thank you.
Katie's mum and Stuart just stare at him. Later, he and Katie are on the bus.
I think they really liked you. I do. I could tell. Especially my mom. My mom loved you.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I got the impression she thought I was a loser.
Why would you say that?
When you were in the bathroom, your mom said she thought I was a loser.
She raises her eyebrows, and he nods.
I thought you were great.
Really?
Yeah, really.
He smiles and nods.
Well, I think you're pretty great, too.
They both grin.
Sorry.
Do you want to sit down?
Okay, thanks.
It's a pregnant woman.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
May I?
Katie puts her hand on the woman's swollen abdomen. Watching, Anderson smiles.
Wow. Anderson, you have to feel this.
Okay. Wow. I think I felt a kick. Do you mind if I take a listen?
He puts his ear to her stomach.
Wow.
When are you due?
I'm not pregnant. This is my stop. Getting off!
It's your fault.
They get off the bus and walk up a leafy suburban street. They approach a large detached house with the US flag flying outside it. Anderson's parents come to the door as they walk up the front steps.
Hey! Who's the good-looking potato?
Mom, Dad, I want you to meet Katie, my...
Fiancé.
Fiancé?
Well... Congratulations! Oh,
hot dog! Hot dog, I say! Oh, boy, oh, boy!
I think Monitor approves, too.
Yeah. The dog!
Anderson's parents regard Katie uncertainly.
Should we go inside?
They sit watching TV as they have dinner. Anderson and his dad walk the dog.
I gotta hand it to you, Skipper. She's a peach.
Yeah, I guess you think I'm being pretty foolish, huh?
Why should I think that?
Because I just met Katie and we hardly know each other.
Nah, you got your whole lives to get to know each other.
But what if I don't like what I get to know?
Oh, that's just nerves talking. I remember just before I got married, your grandpa and I walked our dog, had a little conversation about the birds and the bees. I tell you, when he told me what he told me, I just about fell down.
Yeah. I think I pretty much know everything about that stuff, Dad.
Oh, of course you do. You're a grown man. It's about time that I started treating you like one. So I guess I don't have to tell you what this is for.
a small metal hoop.
I've had this cock ring since my Navy days. I got it from a $3 whore in Shanghai.
Wow, that's a really nice... Nice ring.
Cock ring, son.
Cock ring.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Ever since I left the service, I've been having trouble with firing my torpedoes too soon. If you take my meaning.
I think I do, Dad.
Premature ejaculation.
Okay.
Son, I want you to have it. I want you to have my cock ring.
He places it in Anderson's hand, who reluctantly accepts it and looks awkward.
I don't know what to say.
Smitty is meditating in his cell when the warden comes in.
Sorry, Smitty, I just wanted to borrow your dirt devil.
As the warden reaches for the Hoover, Smitty eyes his keys and gun. The warder lies unconscious beside the broken Hoover. Smitty walks along a high wall outside the prison, then leaps off it. He gets up and runs off. Katie's with Anderson's mum.
Dinner was terrific, Mrs. Wells.
Oh, no, I won't have any of that. We're family now. I'd like you to call me Mommy.
Okay.
I suppose Anderson told you all about Vanessa.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, he did. Mommy.
He really loved her. I suppose we all did. I thought of that girl as one of my own.
Why did they break up?
Break up? Oh, heavens. They didn't break up. She died. Poor little thing. Her heart just gave out the night he proposed.
Oh, my God.
Some folks around here blame Anderson, the way he surprised her and all. I know I do. When she went, it just about tore this family apart. There were nights I thought about sticking Daddy's service revolver in my mouth and pulling the trigger just so I could be with her in heaven.
Mrs. Wells, I'm not trying to take Vanessa.
Don't you say her name. I will cut you.
We're home, Mother. Where are you girls hiding?
We're just having a little girl talk, Daddy.
Oh, how was your walk, sweetheart?
Very nice.
Hi, honey.
On the bus.
I don't know what you said to my mom, but whatever it was, it worked. She loved you. And believe me, my mom's not always as sweet as she looks.
Really?
No, really. Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe.
Don't you have anything you want to tell me?
Yeah. Yeah, there is. You look really nice tonight.
He nods.
You're a real jerk.
He looks nonplussed.
Are we about to have our first fight? Because if we are, you think we can finish it before we get to your friend's house?
She turns away.
Or it could wait.
I just don't understand. Why didn't you tell me about Vanessa when I asked?
Who's Vanessa?
She was my girlfriend.
His fiance.
Okay, technically she never said yes.
She died.
Did you kill her?
No.
Not what your mother says.
Look, I was gonna tell you, okay, but...
But what? I mean, you're still in love with her?
He turns away looking uneasy. Katie, Jane, and Matador all stare at him.
You're in love with a dead girl, you freak.
Freak? Freak. I'm the freak? What kind of person accepts a marriage proposal from a complete stranger, freak?
Well, what kind of a person asked, freak?
Stop calling me freak.
Stop being one, you freak.
Okay. I don't care what you think about me. Just leave her out of it.
Her? Her? You can't even say her name. It's Vanessa, you asshole. And she's dead. Dead.
She throws a soft toy at him. He nods and heads out.
Wow. That was harsh.
Katie looks troubled. Anderson walks alone down a dark street.
Wouldn't be the first time love made a fool of me.
He passes the King's Arms restaurant diner where Katie works. Its illuminated sign goes out as he passes it. Matador hands a tub of ice cream to a weepy-looking Katie. She smiles, takes it and opens it. Matador hands her a spoon. She scoops out a little bit. Just leave the light on. Anderson rides on a bus. He looks over and sees the woman he thought was pregnant sitting opposite him. What I wouldn't give if you could have it all. She glances down at her stomach and he mouths sorry. The bed that breaks the fall. Jane sits eating ice cream from the tub. Katie takes the tub from her and helps herself. So you can take comfort now. The next day, Anderson sits on the discarded tire out on the rubbish-strewn hillside. An old tin can lands at his feet.
Hey.
We split up to look for you.
It's Matador. He walks over and sits on the rocks beside the tire. They stare out into the distance.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't have many friends.
You're kidding?
Nope. It's the truth. I don't know why. Perhaps because I was into different things than the other kids. Acrobats, strongmen, makeup, that sort of thing.
Right, that sort of thing.
But I didn't let it bother me, you know, because I knew what I loved.
The circus?
Matador smiles. Anderson nods thoughtfully.
You know, the circus is a lot like love.
Oh, how so?
Well, if it's a good one, if it's a really good one, it's beautiful and terrifying and magical all at the same time.
Huh.
And you wouldn't give up on the circus just because once in a while a girl falls off the high wire, snaps her neck.
Anderson raises an eyebrow.
Oh, dead girls. Sensitive subject. I'm sorry.
Stuart picks a newspaper up off his doorstep bearing photos of Smitty and the headline, Prison Escape Leaves Guard Injured.
Morning!
He ambles back into the house and looks at the newspaper.
Prison Escape. Honey!
He's knocked off his feet by Smitty. Matador drives Anderson in the Trabant. He wears his Darth Vader mask and offers a bottle of vodka. He pushes the mask up off his face.
I thought maybe you could open it for me.
Oh.
Stuart? Stuart?
Oi! Hiya, little bear.
What the hell are you doing here? Stuart, honey, are you okay?
Ducky.
Smitty, what did you do?
You think I would miss walking my little girl down that aisle? Where is she?
Ran off with her loser boyfriend.
Hey! You shut up, all right, pal? Did she say where she was going?
No, get away!
Lois and Smitty hug. They kiss.
Hey.
Hey!
This is all your fault. You chased her away.
Lois, please, you're getting emotional.
Emotional? You're right, I'm getting good and goddamned emotional. And what the hell are you going to do about it, you tiny, tiny man?
Easy,
you
little bear, easy.
You spineless little noodle.
Easy, little bear, come on. Let's go find our baby.
Oh. All right, let me go get dressed. Big bear.
Let me help, little bear.
Smitty gives Stuart a warning look, then runs up the stairs after Lois. Stuart gets to his feet and treads on the junicorn.
Hey! What's that?
Nothing!
The blue Trabant pulls up outside Anderson's apartment block and Anderson gets out.
Take care,
Matador.
As Matador pulls away, Anderson turns around and finds Katie waiting for him.
Hey.
You never gave me a key?
Right.
I just need to pack up my shit and you'll never see me again.
She barges in past him. In the flat, Anderson watches as Katie lugs her bag out of the bedroom. She stops to make a phone call.
Can I get a taxi, please? What is the address?
6 New Lane.
6 New Lane.
Apartment. Don't go.
Apartment. What?
Well, I came out wanting to go.
Hold on. What did you say?
I like you, and I don't want you to go.
You don't like me.
Don't tell me who I like. Screw you.
Screw you!
Screw you!
No, screw you!
God, you're impossible! You are pig-headed, you are stubborn, you don't even warn a guy when he's about to step in dog shit. What is that? Ever since I met you, I've been a total wreck. Even more of a wreck than usual, and screw you, I like you.
Yeah, well, you're a liar, and you have horrible morning breath. And you could never have made it as a picture frame model. It is so cutthroat and so competitive. And ever since I met you, I've been feeling completely crazy. And I like you, too.
Okay.
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 Okay, so we like each other. Now what?
Let's go.
Really? Where?
Trust me.
Where are we going?
Let's go. Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No. Doesn't one of them have a car?
No, not one that'll make it.
Jane does a backflip off a car roof in the showroom. The Trabant smoulders in the car park outside.
No, I'm not doing this. I'm going to lose my job.
You hate your job.
Yeah, but that and my thumbs are the only things separating me from the animals. Besides, I could get arrested. I am not doing this. And I'm not going to feel bad about it. And there's nothing you can say to change my mind.
Ted sees his manager.
Hey. Taking a test drive, Hal.
He takes some keys from a box on the wall. He, Anderson, Matador, Jane and Katie step outside into the car lot. Matador turns to Ted.
May I drive?
Ted looks at his outstretched hand.
No.
Okay. Love is a game for two to play. Don't go
wishing your life away. They cruise along a freeway in a silver Chevrolet. Jane takes Ted's tie off as he drives and hands him a lollipop. Katie makes the Victory V sign. Ted gives Jane the lollipop back. Jane, Anderson and Matador all wear clown noses. Jane and Anderson fight with candy jelly snakes. Lois and Smitty run out of their front door.
We're taking the car, honey!
She jumps over the bonnet to get to the passenger door. Smitty reverses the Subaru at speed, knocking over the mailbox in the process. Stuart watches as Smitty pulls a handbrake turn and speeds off. Ted's manager steps out of the dealership and looks around. Smitty and Lois drive along in the Subaru.
Do you know where she might go to get married?
Only one place she would go.
Katie smiles as they drive along in the Chevrolet demonstrator car. A sign says, Expressway to Atlantic City, 120 miles. Anderson squirts some processed cheese in his mouth, then hands the can to Ted. He squirts some cheese, then hands the tin to Katie, who squirts a vast amount of cheese into her mouth. With that heart thump, thump, thumping, love is a game for two to play. Later, as Katie sleeps, Anderson brushes her hair out of her face. She sleeps with her head on his shoulder. They pull up at a service station. Jane puts on lipstick while Matador puts on clown makeup. Clutching a burger and chips on a tray, Katie walks over to Ted, who shed his suit in favor of a sweatshirt.
Hey, what do you think?
Nice.
Hey, so what's their deal? Are they like a thing? Like weirdo and weirdette?
No, they're just roomies. What about you and Anderson?
Oh, yeah, we make out once in a while.
Hey, you know, we've been friends since 7th grade, homeroom. We entered a talent show together as Wayne and Garth. I was Garth.
Well, you guys must be pretty close if you're willing to steal a car for him.
We did not steal a car. We're just on a very, very long test drive. Jay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, you know, he's had a pretty tough last year, and,
Ted, I'm not gonna hurt him.
Yeah, because he's an idiot, you know. But he's my best friend. Someone's gonna watch his back.
Anderson stands by an open fire, staring into the flames.
Hey! Hey!
It's William.
Hello. That's it? That's all you have to say to me? Hello? Hello, stranger? Well, I won't be such a stranger when I detach your bicuspids from your alveolus. Pardon?
Yes, Clever! You ruined my life! Please tell me who you are!
Tell me who you are!
I'm the Grim Reaper, Ass Clam.
Ted and Matador grab William.
What are you doing?
Exacting my vengeance!
Again, Katie, would you like to make the introductions?
Anderson, this is William, my...
Wife! I'm her wife! I mean, she's my wife, to be. We're engaged.
What?
You didn't tell him? I asked her to marry me 3 days ago.
I never said yes.
You accepted a balloon bouquet for me, and in the court of law, that's the same thing as saying yes.
I don't think that's true.
Is there a problem here, folks?
A policeman.
Oh, no, there's no problem here, officer.
This is him, and he said he was just going for a test drive, see? Excuse me.
Ted's boss is also with the cops. When he bends down to pick up his pen, one of the officers mimes humping him. At the service station, William stands by the cop.
You folks move along now, all right?
Okay, officer. Thanks, we're gonna get going. Bye.
They get in the Chevrolet. Ted drops it into the wrong gear and it careens into the police cruiser.
Oh my.
William and the cop exchange a look.
This could be really bad.
At the police station...
Hi, Mom. Guess where I am?
The cop indicates for Anderson to wrap up his call. His mum goes to talk to his dad.
Oh, my word.
What is it, Mother?
Anderson's in trouble. It's that girl, I just know it.
All right, you two are going to have to cut it short.
Haven't we taught that boy values?
There's lemonade in the fridge.
They were talking to two naked girls who were lying on the hearth, Lois and Smitty.
Welcome to Tuxedo Depot. I'm Bill. I'll be your conductor. How can I help you reach your formal wear destination?
You can help me by shutting up, Bill. This is a stick-up. We don't want your money.
The shop staff kneel on the floor with their hands behind their heads as Bill and a colleague measure Smitty for a suit.
What do you think?
I think you look great. Doesn't he look great?
Yeah, he looks great.
Oh, yeah. Great. Intact.
Pizza. Gotcha. Pizza. You're under arrest.
A duty officer plays a word game as he sits at the desk in front of Anderson and the other's cell. Matador peers through the bars at the cop. Ted walks over and sits beside Jane.
So, Katie tells me, you know, you're some sort of circus,
Beak?
Yeah, I think that's the word she used.
Yeah, I guess there aren't a lot of girls that spend their weekends learning how to breathe fire.
No. How do you breathe fire?
Well, it's like the old saying, you just pucker your lips and blow. And then, of course, you try not to inhale the propellant because you can collapse a lung. Yeah.
All units, 1016 in progress, 1016 at Tuxedo Depot.
Damn it.
All right, we're moving out of here real slow. Nobody say nothing, nobody do nothing, nobody gets hurt.
Thank you. You've been very nice.
Hey! Put your hands on your head!
Lois and Smitty do as they're told. At the police station, Jane and Matador rest their heads on Ted's shoulders as all three of them sleep. Katie looks at them and smiles. Anderson sits glumly on his own, head resting on his hand. Katie goes and sits beside him. She picks a bit of fluff off his jumper.
You've had a tough couple of days, huh?
Aside from being hit by a car and assaulted by an orthodontist, hasn't been too bad.
I'm sorry about William. He's usually a nice guy.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I remember thinking as he was kicking me in the face, hey, this guy is pretty nice.
I'll shut up.
You know, I just think maybe the world is trying to tell us something.
Well, like what?
Like maybe you can't look across a crowded restaurant, find the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with.
Read me my
not
rights.
My problem.
Don't
for the judge.
Hey,
he's putting
it
in the front here. Get a space heater,
man.
I demand to be married.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Mom? Katie.
Baby bear.
Dad? Anderson. This is my dad.
Hi. Hi. nice to meet you.
Excuse me, children.
What are you doing here? We stole a car.
Allegedly.
Oh, for
you? Pipe down.
This guy's fugitive ass is going back to the big house.
I'm sorry, your dad's a fugitive?
Yep.
Okay, all right, come on, let's go.
Katie and Smitty hug as Anderson's parents arrive.
Mom, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Who the hot springs are you people?
We're his parents.
Hey.
Nice to see you again, Katie.
Hi. Mommy?
Mom, Dad? These are Katie's parents.
Why are Katie's parents in Hooskow?
Yeah, Mom?
He kidnapped me what? From my Stuart.
What are you talking about?
She pummels Smitty with her fists. Two officers step into the cell to break it up, and Lois grabs one of their guns.
All right, freeze!
You freeze!
Oh!
What? No! Katie,
put down that gun!
I will blow you away! Don't you think I won't?
I will violate your bodily organs with deference still!
Put down the gun! Protecting her!
Put down the gun now!
To preserve the rule of law,
I will gladly sacrifice this man!
The officer points his gun at the other officer.
Mom! Not now, sweetheart. Drop it!
But it's not police procedure.
She startled me.
Help me up! Give me those.
The second officer dropped his gun. Smitty takes it. Everyone leaves the cell, locking the officers in it.
Go. We're not going anywhere! My son is not going to be an accessory to a felony.
Will you get a load of this one? My son's too good for felonies, you snobby bitch.
Maybe I have half a mind to stick my boot right up your cooter.
What?
You...
As the mums brawl, Katie shoots into the air.
Whoa. Katie.
Hi.
Katie, what are you doing?
I don't know. These past few days, I haven't really had any idea what I'm doing, Anderson. But what I'm realizing is I'm standing here shooting a stolen gun, which, by the way, is pretty cool.
Oh.
What I'm realizing is that I don't care, as long as I can keep doing it with you, Anderson. Because I think you can. I think you can look across a crowded restaurant and fall in love with a grubby stranger. And I think love can be instantaneous and insane. So, Anderson, for the last time, I'm asking you.
Will you marry me?
Yes!
Katie and Anderson share a hug and a kiss. Everyone else, including one of the cops, applaud. Katie kisses one of the cops through the bars.
You go, girl!
The romantic cop looks at his colleague and calls after Katie.
Don't stop believing!
The stolen van makes its way along a dark city street. An illuminated sign says, Atlantic City. Another neon sign features a heart with the legend 24 hours beneath it. The building it's on is the House of Wedded Bliss. Another sign says, Walk-ins welcome. Inside, an organist strikes up, and Smitty walks up the aisle with Katie on his arm.
How you feel, nervous?
No, I feel good.
The organist pauses to take a quick photo of them.
Let me ask you, when you met this guy, did you know?
Anderson and Ted wait at the altar.
Yeah, I guess I did. I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, baby bear.
They hug.
Look at me crying like a jailhouse bitch.
She gives him another hug.
Stop it.
He wipes his tears on his freshly stolen powder blue tuxedo. Anderson beams at Katie as they approach. He shakes hands with Smitty.
Take care, my baby girl.
I will.
Smitty gives Anderson a hug.
Because if you don't, they'll never find you.
Smitty walks away.
Thank you.
He sits with Lois as the minister appears.
My name is Dr. Favreau, and on behalf of my family, I'd like to welcome you all to the House of Wedded Bliss. A couple who marries here, I personally guarantee that's a marriage that's gonna last for life. And we never forget a face. Ain't that right, Lois and Smitty? Now, on to the business at hand. Anderson, do you take this woman to be your wife?
As Anderson stares at Katie, he imagines he's standing at the altar with Vanessa. He looks at Dr. Favreau.
Do you?
Anderson?
In his imagination, the House of Wedded Bliss has become a traditional church.
Sorry, I don't. Vanessa, when I met you, I thought you were perfect. And you are, I mean, look at you.
She smiles.
But then I met Katie, and she's perfect for me. Sorry. Are you heartbroken? You're heartbroken.
Anderson, I want you to meet somebody. You remember Morty, right?
Shooter. We got a shooter.
He killed himself after I died. Isn't that so romantic?
I couldn't live without her, dude. I know, we just met, but she's the one. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think I do. Listen, babe, we gotta blow. I'll be in the Humvee.
Morty, the waiter, playfully punches Anderson's shoulder and goes.
Bye.
Vanessa gives Anderson a kiss and runs off after Morty. He slaps her backside.
Do you want to get back to your wedding now, son?
Anderson is transported back to the House of Wedded Bliss.
I do.
Anderson kisses Katie.
Son, you gotta wait till you say I do. Son.
I do. I do.
You got a ring? Because if you don't, we have some splendid ones in the gift shop for 1995.
No. I have a ring.
He pulls the cock ring out of his pocket. His dad nods approvingly.
I have another ring.
The twisted wire ring.
Remember this?
Her face lights up and he slips it on her finger. He beams at her.
By the power vested in me, I pronounce you husband and wife.
Katie throws her bouquet in the air and leaps into Anderson's arms. Watching Anderson's mum and dad hug and kiss, Smitty and Lois also kiss and cuddle. Ted smiles at Jane and goes over to her. They kiss too. Anderson carries Katie out of the House of Wedded Bliss and kisses her as the others spill out behind them.
All right, freeze!
Lowjack your ass. That's him right there. Arrest him. Arrest him.
All right, okay. Look, that is my ear, my friend.
Sorry.
How would you like it if I did that to you?
I said I'm sorry.
All righty.
on a personal note, I understand we have some newlyweds here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it.
The cop removes his hat.
I'd like to offer the congratulations of myself and the whole team.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's cool.
Stuart watches incredulously.
Uh-oh! We didn't know where you were registered.
Oh,
oh wow. It's a blender. I had some help picking it out.
William?
I realized something today, Katie. No matter how hard you try to plan your life, life has a plan for you. All its own. Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Guys, thank you.
Why is he hugging the cop?
Okay, guys. Very nice.
No, seriously, why is he hugging the cop?
All right. On a professional note, y'all are under arrest.
Right. Considering we might not all be together again for quite some time, Katie and I were hoping to get a picture before we all go off to the big house.
Great idea, sir.
Yeah. Big house.
Great idea. You want me to do it?
Would you?
Oh, all right. Come on.
Hey, you know, you are walking on thin ice here, my friend. You are on very thin ice.
Let me see.
Don't forget to push the button for the flag.
Get in here, guys.
Could y'all just scooch in a little?
One, two, three.
I love love. I love being in love. I don't care what it does to me.
The end. Shots of the characters having their mugshots taken. Building back up with your bones. Anderson and Katie spent their honeymoon in jail, bribed judge with new margarita master blender. They were immediately released. Smitty and Lois happily remarried, currently maintaining separate residences in the New Jersey State Correctional System. Lyle and Betsy recently celebrated 35th wedding anniversary with a trip to Hawaii, while en route joined Mile High Club 11 times. No testing. Ted and Jane ran off and joined the circus together. She throws knives at him. We'll take the chances, we'll ask them on. Matador bought the diner and turned it into a Soviet-era theme restaurant. They only sell potatoes and shoes. William dating Kyle, named 2007 Charades champ. Only entrant. Stuart, Junicorn awarded Best New Toy at Israeli Toy Fair. Only entrant. Vanessa and Morty, still very much in love, still looking awesome, still dead. I love love, I love being in love, I don't care what it does to me. Kyle, dating William, recently spruced up police station with new window treatments. Sheriff, very unhappy with Kyle's selection of mauve and taupe curtains. ITFC audio description by John Walskell. Anderson and Katie currently living happily ever after.